Welcome back. This is part two on how I draw bodies. So we left with a stick figure that looks basically like this, where you have your rib cage and you have your pelvis, but otherwise it's just a basic stick figure. So now we want to start adding the skin and the muscles to this skeleton that we've made. So the skin in between the rib cage and the pelvis is very squishy, so it will actually change a little bit depending on how bent the character is. If one side of the skin is stretched more, it'll be a straighter line, and if one side is pinched more, it's going to look more pinched. So this character's standing fairly straight, so then we basically just draw something like this. And again, the width of the hips depends on what kind of character you're making. If it's female, if it's male, it'll be a little smaller, and this dip won't be quite as drastic. It also depends on the weight of your character, too. And then for the arms and legs, just draw some tubes, basically, just like this. So we got like this tube, and then another tube. This tube will actually get a little bit smaller towards the wrist. And then the legs are actually very wide and then start to get really narrow. So then figure out where your knee goes. I like to put little circles there to help you figure it out. And then you just draw some tubes here for the leg. And then it'll actually go up a bit. And then the femur bone's right here, so then you will see a little bit of a dip right here. It also, again, depends on the weight of your character. Some characters, you might not really even see that at all. Then I drew the other leg, and then this is about where the leg will bend. It won't bend exactly where this line is. It's kind of in between here. And then for the lower leg, the back of the leg actually has more muscle, so here we're seeing it from the side a little bit more, so we'll see more of that muscle in the back, the calf. And then we're not going to even talk about hands, just draw an oval for now. And I'm just going to make the feet these basic triangles. Now we're going to edit the head a little bit. Instead of being just a circle, we're going to make it a sphere with a jaw on it. So it can be whatever shape you want, depending on your style. And then we're going to make the neck connect to our shoulders. And we're also going to add the collarbone right about here. And then you should end up with something like this. If you're having trouble, again, look at references, trace it, figure out what the shapes are for the legs, and just practice a bunch. So when I draw, I'll usually start with the shoulders, I'll make the line for the whole body, I'll make the hips, then the oval, and then the pelvis shape, and then the side that's stretched, I'll make it a straighter line, and then the side that's pinched in will be a little bit more pinched in like this, and then I'll just draw the arms and legs.
And that's how I do it. If you have questions, ask in the comments, and just remember, it'll take practice.